a worker's MP on a worker's wage in the wake of the Tory sleaze crisis. Dave Nallist, former MP, national chair of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, and Socialist Party member, was interviewed on Jeremy Vine's Radio 2 programme about whether it's okay for MPs to have other jobs. Below are extracts from that interview. The whole thing can be found on YouTube. Jeremy Vine, you don't think they should have second jobs at all? Dave Nallist, no. I don't. I think it's a public service. And in fact, they shouldn't even get the wages they are getting today. I think we'd get a lot better MPs if they shared the same day-to-day problems as the people they represent. So I would put them on the same wage as the people they represent. Jeremy Vine, when you were in the Commons in the early 80s, you would only take a living wage or a worker's wage. Dave Nallist, in my local Labour Party we looked at the wages in the 10 biggest engineering factories in Coventry and averaged the skilled rate, which was a bit over 40% of an MP's wage. And for 9 years in Parliament that's what I took. My partner Jane wasn't working for the majority of that time, and we had 3 children. So I like to think that we weren't isolated or insulated from day-to-day problems like MPs on 3 times the average wage are. Jeremy Vine, what about the argument that we need men and women of the world, and the best way for them to be that person is to work for someone else? Dave Nallist, the majority of men and women of the world are HGV drivers, nurses, cleaners, and I'd like to see a lot more of those in public office. I don't want to see the lawyers and company directors we have today, who once they get in there are looking for ways to make money on the side. In the 80s there was one Tory MP, Geoffrey Rippon, who was a QC, and had 63 other jobs. That sort of thing was so rife in the 1980s, and I don't think it's fundamentally changed today. I can remember Labour MP Dennis Skinner referring to Tory MPs on the other side of the chamber as the honourable member for Barclays Bank, or whatever company they happen to represent. We don't have transparency and accountability. So in the last 18 months during this pandemic, loads of companies linked to Tory MPs have been allowed to get billions of pounds of PPE and other contracts. That's the reason these MPs are really there, not to represent ordinary people,